Kid Craddock Morning Show, where Christmas wishes really do come true. Thanks to JCPenney. Nominate a deserving family now at KidNation.com and take the JCPenney Holiday Challenge and get everything on your list for less than you think. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are rounding out our interviews from Jingle Ball, closing it out with the Chainsmokers. The Chainsmokers. We all know them, right? So baby, pull me closer in the Kelly and Justin were actually singing this before the break.
Yes. Yeah. I never get tired of it.
What do you think they're chain smoking? Marlboro Lights? Menthols?
I don't know what they chain smoke.
Camels?
Probably L&M.
I like the Chainsmokers because I feel like we can sing along. And we can fit the song just right.
Because they can't sing either.
No, it's not that he can't sing, but it's like he's closer to us.
Normal people.
Yeah.
They're not like Beyonce or Mariah Carey.
Right.
Yeah.
Those girls, we can't reach their level of voice. Mm-mm. But I feel like he makes it approachable and we can actually get down with it.
See that.
Like, yeah. Except for Halsey. Halsey's got the voice of an angel.
It is.
She can just keep on singing.
It's so different.
Yeah. So they were at Jingle Ball. And I know you think, so the Chainsmokers just basically produce these songs and they go out there and they spin them and stuff. But no, they put on a show. These guys are jumping. They're all over the stage. They're singing. They're doing it live.
Yeah, fireworks.
Yeah, there's pyros.
Confetti.
Confetti. I mean, these guys put on a lot of effort when it comes to putting on a show.
It's like a fireworks show.
And you guys got to talk to them. In fact, before they went into the room, my wife and I were taking our little couple's picture.
Ew.
And they were walking by. They photobombed our picture. So I will always have that picture now the Chainsmokers photobombing us behind us while they were going into interview with you guys.
Alex and Drew, they're good guys. They're good guys.
Let's see how the interview went. Kelly Raspberry and part-time Justin with the Chainsmokers.
Don't touch the glitter face. You'll never get rid of glitter.
Yeah. As for Kesha, not for you guys. It's for Kesha. But, I mean, I hope y'all like it.
Yeah.
You could have done a glitter beard.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
I mean, my name's Glitterface.
Yeah, I can go under that name. Yeah, if I could.
My name's Glitterface.
And I've got a...
No, that's
I don't care what you think.
Yeah, it's a 21 Pilots song.
No.
They're a great band. You should check them out.
Okay, I'll check them out.
Yeah. Justin, you didn't know that was 21 Pilots?
Blurry face. Like, no.
My name's Blurry face, and I don't care what you think.
Well, what's the rest of the song?
If I could turn back time.
Oh, like the good old days.
Yeah.
I do know that song. I just didn't know that was part of the lyrics.
Like, no.
No, I know. I didn't know. No.
So you were off to a strong start with the Chainsmokers.
I know. It made
totally connecting.
Connecting. Sure, okay, let's start over here.
Don't touch the glitter face. You'll never get rid of glitter.
Yeah. As for Kesha, not for you guys. It's for Kesha. But, I mean, I hope y'all like it.
Yeah.
You could have done a glitter beard.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
My name's Glitterface.
Yeah, I can go under that name. Yeah, if I could.
My name's Glitterface.
And I've got a...
No, I don't care what you think.
Yeah, it's a 21 Pilots song.
No.
They're a great band. You should check them out.
Okay, I'll check them out. Yeah. 21 who?
The Chainsmokers introduced Justin to some new music.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would like to thank the Chainsmokers because I didn't realize I was an EDM fan.
You are.
I didn't realize it until they told me, but you like the Chainsmokers, yeah?
Yeah.
And I found out y'all were EDM.
You're part of the tribe.
I know. I didn't even know it. I thought I was like too old for that.
You should see here in like a mosh pit. Oh my God.
I'm crazy scary.
For all turns. Yeah.
You got crowd surfing.
Thank you.
Y'all tweeted about new music coming out in 2018.
Oh yeah.
What are some artists or that you'd be working with next year?
Or is it a secret?
If it's a secret, yeah.
We actually are. I'm singing most of the songs. So
really,
for real.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I mean, you have a really excellent voice, and I think that surprised a lot of people because most DJs do not sing.
Right.
But this was something, is DJing something you do in addition to singing, or is singing something you do in addition
honestly,
to DJing?
Honestly, the first song I sang on was Closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just, you know, I wrote it about myself, and my friend was like, yo, you should just sing this. And honestly, I cut it as a demo, and then people made me believe in keeping myself on the song, and now I'm a singer.
I like that.
Did it scare you? Did that scare you at all?
Yeah,
to put your own vocals on it?
Yeah.
What got you through that? Just be like to.
Well, all my friends liked the record, and I liked the record, and it sounded good, and we just put it out, and we always kind of just throw stuff out and see if it works, and if it doesn't, we just keep throwing more stuff out.
Yeah, I don't think it would have worked with anybody other than Halsey. It had to be that combination on that song.
It was perfect. Yeah, it was a really cool time for you know, we had a couple songs that were just starting to blow up, and so did she, and it was like a really cool like moment for both of us.
Yeah, we love her too.
Alex, will we hear your voice on any of the songs?
Yes.
Maybe one
for
time.
Real? Oh, shoot, yeah. For real? Yes! Are you warming up that throat?
I'm like Will Ferrell and several others.
Oh, okay.
You got a reference?
No, I'm not. Okay, well, because I know you guys are bros, right? You guys are bros, right? Y'all like to talk a little bit bro talk, right? Like gnarly, radical.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some videos on YouTube where y'all talk like that. Yeah. So I was thinking, in your own bro voice, what's the gnarliest celebrity party you've ever been to, bro?
We threw a pretty good Grammy party last year.
Okay.
Yeah. You're throwing another one this year.
We will be. We were really stoked that we were
nominated. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's for a pop. Do they have an EDM category at the Grammys?
They do.
But were you nominated in EDM?
No.
That's odd. Okay, so you were nominated for Best Pop Duo
Performance. We weren't
performance.
Even contenders in it either. So you can't say we weren't, like, nominated.
Okay, oh, yeah. Because you have to submit something. Yeah, that's how the process works.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're both. You're diverse. But well, congratulations on that nomination. So you're going to throw another party?
That was the first step as soon as we found out that we were nominated was to start planning the party.
Yeah? Whose house?
Well, it's in New York City, so it's like up for debate. We live in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, any names on the guest list already?
Glitterface is invited.
Glitterface, yeah, perfect. I'm also curious about, Alex, you were part of Chainsmokers before Drew was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so what was it about Drew that made him stick? Where you're just like, you know what, there's something about this guy that I really like.
He had no other option, to be honest.
Stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bonded over the music that we were both like in love with, which was at the time dance music, and kind of grew up listening to the same stuff too, even though we didn't know each other, and, you know, it was a happenstance of great timing and luck and, you know, taking a risk, both of us, and it worked out, obviously, so lucky.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is beautiful.
That was a sweet story.
That was a bro moment.
Well, no, their bromance is just so beautiful. Yeah. You know, have you checked out their Instagram? It's just like them working out too. Like, okay, come on, Drew, those abs, what's your favorite ab workout? And don't lie too, because you're not ashamed of them.
You know, like the ab roller?
Yeah. Where you gotta nice like one. Lay down and then go. All
That's
right.
A hard one.
Any big plans for the holidays? Anytime off.
I
want to
go skiing.
We're going skiing.
Yeah.
Is that where you're gonna celebrate your Christmas with family or just
with the
fam. Take off?
Oh, yeah, they're coming skiing too. Yeah.
And then you got any big plans for 2018 in addition to making new music? I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, if the music goes well, then we'll do a lot of stuff. And if it doesn't go well, then we're gonna have to go make more music.
We need to let the Chainsmokers go because they've got to get ready to perform and they also want to catch some of the acts tonight. So thank you all for being here.
Thanks for talking to us.
Be safe skiing.
Be safe skiing, indeed, chain smokers.
I'd hate to have something happen to them on ski trips.
Yeah. That would be bad.
You bro'd them, Justin.
Well, because, they had so many things
that's
on their... They had so many things on their Snapchat where they're just talking like this, bro. It's like so radical.
Like that, or are they, like, just they just... That's
just how they talk.
No, that's not how they talk. That's just... It's
a bit.
It's a bit for them.
But they didn't want to do the bit.
They didn't want to do the bit with me. Because it was their bad.
Well, you're not one of the bros.
I think you lost them when you didn't know the 21 Pilots song.
Yeah, or the Step Brothers.
Brothers.
Comment.
Step Brothers reference was gold.
What were they referencing?
Step Brothers.
Singing.
They're singing. He sounds like Fergie and an angel.
He's singing Andrea Bocelli,
see,
right?
I saw that movie once.
Yeah.
So shame on me for not writing notes down.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh.
Wow.
You're a little snarky.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean, you know
so
what?
You like them? You guys like them?
You've had some great interviews.
Comes Judgy Al.
No, I'm not being judgy at all.
No, not every interview is going to be like a...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, chemistry.
Everyone, don't I know it, everyone you're not going to walk away from. Like, wow, that was a great...
I already told y'all I didn't feel like we connected. I told y'all that last week, so...
Yeah.
Listening back to it, honestly,
it wasn't as bad as I felt
in the moment.
Yeah.
Still wasn't the greatest, but
I got hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They actually were very kind to you guys, and they kept going.
Yeah, they were nice. It wasn't they weren't nice. It's just that I was like, I don't know what to say to these guys.
Yeah.
Well, sorry it went that way, bro.
I mean, I thought it was all right.
It's all good, bro.
Yeah. 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10, bro. Yeah. That's still pretty good, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, right, bro.
Gnarly.
You can check out the interview along with the video at KidNation.com. We got the Chainsmokers and all the other artists from Jingle Ball. I mean,
yeah.
Nat Horan, Liam Payne, Halsey, Kesha. Kesha, Camila Cabello.
Charlie.
Everybody was out there, so go check them out. KidNation.com. Well done, Kelly and Justin.
Thank you. So,
okay.
So, baby, pull me closer.
Yeah, you can find us on the internet. Just check out KidNation.com for show pics, videos, and contests. More of the Kid Kranick Morning Show is on the way.